Right. There's only two Shabbos remaining between now and Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is the Shabbos, of course, but I mean the Shabbos is the before Rosh Hashanah. The Mashgiach in Panovitz was Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein. He thought there was a significance in the last two Shabbos of the year, and he felt that if a person should be machmir with every stringency on these last two Shabboses, just like the Machaber brings down during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, that you should, you know, adopt different chumras, even though you don't intend to do them during the year. And he felt that on these Shabbos you shouldn't speak in Dibrei Chol, the things not related to Torah. So he connected it to a Gemara Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara says, "V'malei shamru Yisrael shtei Shabbatot miyad nigalin." If all of Klal Yisrael would observe two Shabboses, they'd be redeemed immediately. So he felt if two Shabboses is enough to redeem all of Klal Yisrael, he said certainly two Shabboses are enough bring geula to the individual for a happy, healthy year. In the Sefer Yiturei Torah, he quotes from the Sefer Sheirit Menachem. The Sheirit Menachem was a Hasidic Rebbe who went through the war, and he says there's a special significance to the last Shabbos of the year. And he brings down, let's say I have a staff on the ground, I lift one end of the staff, the whole staff gets lifted up. So he says the same thing, if a person has been talking the last day of a period of time, he'll be talking everything. So he quotes from Tana Devel Yahu, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Yamim Yutzaru V'lo Echad Bahem, that days were created V'lo Echad Bahem. Hashem has one of them, Zayom HaShabbat. In other words, the Tana Devel Yahu says, that's Hashem's special day. So he says that Chazal teaches Yom Echad B'Shanah Chashashanah. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah says that one day during the year can be considered like a whole year. It means if a king, he assumes his position one day on the 29th of Adar. So the years are from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he becomes a king on the 29th of Adar. On the 1st of Nisan, it's his second regnal year. So one day can be considered like a whole year. So he wants to say that like the last Shabbos is that significant day during the year. So the last Shabbos, this Shabbos is the second last Shabbos. Parshas Kitavo, Parshas Tavayelech, that would be the last Shabbos of the year. So again, this is from the Sefer Shvilei Aminag. So why is it he gave Ramazan why the last Shabbos of the year is so important? But what other things can we connect to it? Why is the Shabbos so important? So he quotes the Gemara. Also says in Masechet Shabbat, Amar Rabbi Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mishmer Shabbat Kilchato. That if a person observes Shabbos with all of its halachot, and all the halachot, there are a lot of dinim by Shabbos, there are the dinim, you know, with malacha, what to do, what not to do, there are dinim related to dibur, how to dress, how to conduct oneself on Shabbos. So if a person observes Shabbos kilchato, even if he had previously been an idolater, like Dor Enosh is when Ivodazor began, so he says, the Gemara learns, it's machulo, it'll be forgiven for him. So that's a big segula as we approach Yom HaDin. If I can have something like that in my bank account, then I'm in pretty good shape with that. And he brings down from the Zohar, that brings by Barnash Lemishat Saduta Da Kiddush Becheva Veruta Deliba Kuman Damasi Da Vishve Libe Veruta Lada Mechaber Al Kol Chovoy. That means when a person recites Kiddush on Leil Shabbos with kavana, with focusing in simcha, with happiness, that is giving testimony concerning Briyas HaOlam, so that's mechaper for Holos Averot. Mechaper for Holos Averot. Now, I guess the thing that I would say is that each one of us, there's so many areas, you know, where even though we think of ourselves as being Shomer Shabbos, but there, as I was saying, there are a lot of dinim that relate to Shabbos. You know, just in terms of the way one dresses on Shabbos, means like not just when you're in shul. Unfortunately, some people I don't think dress Shabbostik when they come to shul, but even when you're not in shul, you know, to dress Shabbostik. And there's an idea of preferably spending Shabbos, you know, focusing on Torah. Like, you know, a lot of people, like Shabbos them is just a time to kind of just sit by the table and shoot the breeze. And you know, you want to focus on Torah on Shabbos. And there are so many dinim on Shabbos, you know. If a person doesn't know all the halakhos of Shabbos, you can't be a Shomer Shabbos person. In other words, you can hear 100 million shmusin, but if you don't know the dinim of Shabbos, you really can't be Shomer Shabbos. So it's a nice idea, really, as we go forward, if people, you know, halavai could focus on Shabbos and and you know, and try to observe it in the best way possible. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts?